Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. The Christmas storm of 2022 has resulted in at least 53 deaths nationwide. And at many airports, it's just a mess. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Airports all across the country are suffering from cancellations and delays, including Denver, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Seattle, Baltimore, and Chicago. Cue the travel nightmares like in Houston.
I'm picking up my sister's luggage, and they don't know nothing. They just told me I got to look for it. Yeah. So it's like just like finding a needle in a haystack.
About 60% of Southwest Airlines flights have been canceled Monday alone, simply tweeting it's dealing with high call and social inquiry volumes. Its cancellations are 10 times as many as any other major carrier. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Western New York, including Buffalo, is one of the areas hit the hardest. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says no one is being allowed on the state's thruway.
The thruway will remain closed until further notice. We're assessing right now what the conditions will be over the next few hours and decide when we can get it open safely.
The day after Christmas is the day people start returning their gifts. Jonathan Poma is the CEO of Loop, a company helping more than 1,500 retailers save on the cost of returns. He says it's a big problem.
When you start to stack these costs, free shipping on the outbound order, free shipping on the return, maybe a customer acquisition cost of $50, and you're out almost twice the cost of the return.
In China, an easing of nearly 3 years of tough COVID restrictions has resulted in a massive and deadly surge of the virus. CBS's Riley Carlson.
Experts fear more than 1 million people could die over the next few months as the virus tears its way across the country. The health authority says it will stop publishing daily infection and death statistics. Beijing has admitted the scale of this outbreak has become too hard to track. Thousands of fever clinics have popped up to keep mild infections away from busy hospitals.
Choosing a mascot for a football team shouldn't be that complicated, but it could be for the NFL's Washington Commanders. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The Washington Commanders are supposed to announce a new mascot during Sunday's home game against the Cleveland Browns. The choices are either hog or dog, but all signs are pointing to the former. But there's a problem. The original Hogs, the famous Washington offensive line of the 1980s, filed an application in July to trademark the name. It's still pending. But there are rumors they may now sue Dan Snyder and the team for using the Hogs name without compensating them. They allegedly don't want to be associated with the team's management and ownership. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the markets were closed. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Formal charges are filed against a Milwaukee babysitter, her boyfriend, the boyfriend's mother. 4-year-old Kalia King McGee was unconscious when she was taken to the emergency room earlier this month. She died 2 days later. The three adults face a number of charges, including neglect. At first, they told police Kalia was hit by a car, but they changed their story after investigators confronted them with their evidence. Police say the boyfriend beat the little girl. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. You're never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you miss your favorite program, listen back anytime on the app or at our website, civicmedia.us. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Minnesota.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Robert Pilot. Wakunja Hade means distant thunder in the Hoaka, the Ho-Chunk language. We talk about Native issues and events, and we really appreciate all our allies that listen in to what we have to say, because without you, we wouldn't... We wouldn't be here, right, Ogama?
Absolutely, everybody. Welcome back from the holiday. And just to let you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Awesome. Hey, we talk about news and events here, and Ogama leads off with the news, but we have like it's a special day and not a good day. But it's a day that we recognize as Native Americans, and we'll be talking a lot about that today in this, I don't know, Ogma, a special edition of Native Roots Radio, I guess, the 38 plus 2?
Yeah, I would say it could be a special edition kind of episode. And, you know, again, it's not a happy day for all of us who are Native and who know what happened on this day. We're going to get into that. Actually, I'm going to get into that right now with a little bit of history of it compared to my regular news today, Robert, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, you sound a little distant today.
We're making do with what we can with technology today. So apparently my technology is still on holiday. This is the best I got. So if you think you can ride through it with me, we'll do it.
Let's do it. And then we can do it all the way through like smoke signals too. So this is good. Go ahead.
Exactly. So on this day, on December 26th in 1862, was the largest single day mass execution in the United States. It was 38 Dakota warriors who died on this day as sentenced by then President Lincoln. And in related to the U.S. Dakota War at the time. So a big part of what happens with the history of this is that the Dakota 38 plus 2 Memorial Ride occurs. And it starts December 10th, and it goes until the day after Christmas. And it is a group of indigenous elders, adults, and youth that ride horseback from the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe in South Dakota all the way to Mankato, Minnesota. So I just want to remind everybody that they did this 330-mile trek again today. It's called the Dakota 38 Plus 2 Memorial Ride, and it's to commemorate those Dakota warriors who were hanged in Mankato. They did that ride through, I believe, what we could call two of the biggest snowstorms in the Midwest and in U.S. history in recent years. Massive amounts of snow, temperatures below zero. You know, we're talking 20, 30, 40 below in some places, as well as the large amount of snowfall. They still made this trek for the Dakota 38 plus two. And when we say plus two, we also want to remind people that the plus two is to signify two additional Dakota who were captured and hanged later as part of the aftermath of the U.S. Dakota War of 1862. And also during the war and after the war, during the winter in 1863, Dakota people were held captive in Fort Thompson, where many Dakota women and children had died of cold and hunger. And it was a concentration camp for Native people. The Dakota 38 plus 2 Memorial Ride was started in 2005, following a dream from a Lakota spiritual elder named Jim Miller of a spiritual journey by horse and returning home to Minnesota for the Dakota people. And the trek has gone on every year since Miller's dream to help reconcile the history of the massacre of the Dakota people. And the 2022 ride was the final ride under his leadership. And I do believe that he has passed that off to a younger person. Robert, were you there today when that happened?
I was there, but it was the running part was passed off to a younger person, where they run the runners that run from Fort Snelling to Mankato, which is over 100 miles. And they did that from last night with prayer, and they left at roughly around 11:30 from Fort Snelling, which is basically here in Bloomington, St. Paul-ish, by the airport. And run there, but that was handed over. But I do believe you are correct in your assumption. I don't think anything's come out official yet about who's going to take the ride over. But I did see Winona LaDuke on a horse, and who knows, right?
Yeah, it sounds like Honor the Earth was deeply involved this year, as they are each year. And it's really good to see that we have our relatives like Winona who join us on our show from time to time, who get out and do those types of rides and take that time to be out there and be in solidarity and in prayer. These are greatly, deeply spiritual rides and events that people do to commemorate our lost relatives. You know, and I'm sure Mary Kunesh will talk about this as well, but, you know, following the U.S. Dakota War, the Dakota people were actually exiled from the state of Minnesota, as it was determined. And that means that they were exiled and sent to camps in Lower Brule in South Dakota, as well as other reservations in the Dakotas. So those people are not... you know, the Dakota people and the land of Minnesota are intrinsically tied. And since time immemorial, Dakota people have cared for this land. In fact, the name Minneapolis starts from Minne, which I do believe, which means water in Dakota. And Minneapolis and its area had waterfalls, and it was taken from the Dakota language, as was much of the places that have been named here in Minnesota. So as we continue to talk about this and the history of this, we know that it has ongoing implications for Dakota people here in Minnesota. Right, Robert?
Exactly. And also Minnesota is a Dakota word too. And that brings me to the show too, Ogama. We're going to have our elder Jerry Dearley, who, which every year reads off the names of all the hung warriors in the fourth segment. And he will explain a little bit of what you're talking about too, about where Lakota and come from. And, you know, just a FYI too, I want to throw out too, Ogama, is that, you know, the Ho-Chunk people were here in southern Minnesota, and they were removed shortly after this. And to my understanding, they didn't have anything to do with the uprising that entailed this mass, the largest mass hanging in U.S. history.
Right. You know, as another FYI too, Robert, I think what always strikes me too when we talk about U.S. Dakota War history is that 38 plus 2 could have been 303 initially in the weeks that followed after September 1862. There were 392 prisoners that were tried. 303 were sentenced to death. And President Lincoln reviewed the trial transcripts of all 303 men and later came down to 39 names. And we had 38 plus two more that were executed. And they do believe that there were two that were executed mistakenly that had either been acquitted or had accidentally stepped forward when somebody else's name was called in all of the chaos. So, I mean, I can't even imagine that, Robert. We'll have more to say about that when we come back, right?
Yeah, we're going to have State Senator Mary Kunish stop in and talk about her experience today and who was all down there in Mankato. And also she has a couple little updates, too, about license plates here in Minnesota. So we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. See you in a minute.
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we just ran into each other down in Mankato, and what a ceremony. You were there for the horses and also the great talks and speaks, and you spoke yourself, and the governor and lieutenant governor were there. That's act as if you're a reporter right now, State Senator, and tell us what happened today. Welcome.
Well, good evening, everyone. State Senator here, State Senator Mary Kunish here. It is one of my favorite days of the year, the day after Christmas, when many of us will travel down to Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the 38 plus 2 hanging that occurred 160 years ago. And it's the culmination of a violent time in the Minnesota history that often is portrayed as a time when those savages, you know, riled up and, you know, for no reason massacred settlers and caused all kinds of trouble. But the fact of the matter is it was in reaction to, of course, treaties that stole the lands from our Dakota people here, as well as the federal government refusing to allocate and provide the resources that our tribes were promised through these treaties. So going down to making that trip down to Mankato, it has become a regular December 26th adventure for me. And Robert, I know you're generally there as well. We get there early enough in the day, probably 9 a.m. in the morning, down to Memory Park. I forget what the name of the park is. And down there, we have an encampment of horses that have traveled from the Dakotas for days and days and days to that spot. And we have a small ceremony where the horses are, you know, and the riders are there. And there's drums, there's prayers, we're smudging, we're gathering around a fire. And then those horses start circling us around the fire. And it is probably one of the most incredible emotional moments to see those riders with those horses just circling us. And then they disperse and drive right into downtown Mankato to Remembrance Park, the site where this hanging took place. And again, hundreds of people are there to welcome the riders. But at the same time, we're waiting for runners running from St. Paul, the capital of Minnesota, down to Mankato. And the significance of that is that after these men were hung, the government gathered all these women and children and elderly people or anybody who was left and marched them about 150 miles in cold weather, winter weather, with very little bit of supplies or warm clothes. Along the way, when they went through towns and cities, they were hackled and abused, often killed. It was our own Trail of Tears to the state capitol, where they pretty much incarcerated them in a concentration camp at Fort Snelling in St. Paul. So there's two things happening. There's the horses coming from the Dakotas. There's the runners that are coming from St. Paul, converging in Mankato, and acknowledging the lives, those 38 plus two men that were hung in retribution to the unrest and the demand for the resources that were promised to them. It's an incredible day. It's freezing as usual, but you know what? We come and we share our feelings and our thoughts and remember all of these people, and it is truly a magnificent day.
Yeah, you know, the governor spoke, and I was really impressed in what he had to say. Maybe we'll get it on recording and play it this week sometime. And also, you know, there was a letter written from Leonard Peltier that I have here that we'll probably read this week, too. So there was a lot of moving things and moving in many ways, whether it was a horse or emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally and figuratively. You're right. There was a lot of emotion there. And what is so interesting is the diversity of the people that come. It's not all Native folks. There's a lot of non-Native folks that are there. But we have academia. We have those that have tragic lived experiences. So often I run into a handful of mostly women who will want to share their experiences having been victims of violence or have a loved one who was murdered. I am really fortunate to have passed the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force here in Minnesota and then create a permanent office to continue the work to address our missing and murdered relatives. And it never fails that one or more people come up to me while I'm there to tell me their stories. And those are the things that really continue to motivate me to do the work that I do at our Minnesota State Capitol.
Yeah. And speaking of which, we're going to have a celebration coming soon where our Native candidates, including yourself, are going to be sworn in. And I plan on, and Wendy plan on, to come on that Tuesday. It's the 3rd of January. And so throw that out to all our relatives out there that's happening at the Minnesota State Capitol.
Yeah, I would love to invite anyone who's able to join us on January 3rd at 11:15 in the rotunda of our state capitol. We will have the first ever welcoming ceremony for the Indigenous legislators. There will be drumming there. We will have a round dance. And then I believe a representative of each of the tribes will join the Minnesota House while they have their ceremony, their inaugural ceremony. And we will continue to recognize those our Native leaders here in Minnesota and how important it is to have those compacts and those collaborations with our state government and with our sovereign nations.
Right, government to government, and we deal with that as my other job all the time, including here in Minnesota. So I'm mm-hmm. excited to go there and be a little rabble rouser there too, Mary.
Well, we welcome you, Robert.
So it was great. Got to meet a couple new members of your family, too. We had broke some bread afterwards. I appreciate the invite. That was really awesome. Say, we got 3 minutes here in this segment. I'm wondering if we'll get back to the 38+2, but why don't we talk a little bit about what you did about a week ago up in the north?
Sure. Yes, I was invited to join for a ceremony up in Carlton, Minnesota, and it was to recognize two of our northern Minnesota tribes issued their own tribal license plate that recognized the historic trauma of our missing and murdered relatives. So the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa created license plate that have the MMIR on there, the acronym for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. And these are going to be issued to tribal members. And I'm really excited about that because last year I introduced legislation to create a specialty license plate for anyone in Minnesota to sport on their vehicle. And unfortunately, we didn't finish out our session last year very productively. So I'll be bringing that legislation back. But we did have bipartisan support last year in a divided government. And so I'm pretty confident that this is the year that we will have that specialty plate done.
Yeah, that's just exciting news. I think, you know, inch by inch, we're really, you know, we are, in a sense, getting land back. And that's exciting, you know, as a metaphor. Not only are we getting land back, but just these small things that are huge to us, whether it's your office that you built and worked on as a representative and then as a senator, the MMIW, MMIR, and then also the license plate to give us a shout out. Because also when you pay extra for those plates, it goes directly to your organization or the state organization, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so these specialty plates, some of the funding goes toward the specialty issue. And so I have the legislation where it is going to go directly to the Office of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives, and it will help to ensure that office stays viable and is able to do the work that they've been charged with. And so, and it educates our state. People want to know about it. They want to see these things. And one of the The responsibilities of the task force was also to educate the public around this issue.
And that's what we're doing right now. Hey, we're going to take a quick short break and come back with State Senator Mary Kunish of the great state of Minnesota and talk a little bit more about the 38 plus 2 today's, I don't want to say celebration, but talk about today. So we'll be right back after.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. In Western New York, the death toll is at least 25 from the Christmas storm. The White House has been in touch with Empire State officials. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The president tweeted that he spoke to New York Governor Kathy Hochul and told her they'll make sure they have the resources they need to get through this. Mr. Biden offering his support, saying, "My heart is with those who lost loved ones this holiday weekend. You are in my and Jill's prayers."
Thousands of flights have been canceled again today. This woman in Orlando trying to return to Nashville.
Things as they are, the weather still unpredictable. The safest thing, I'm not a risk avert, is to go back home.
There are suggestions today of peace talks to end the Ukraine war, but CBS's Ian Lee says a ceasefire might be opposed by Ukraine.
Russia is really taking a beating right now. They are low on supplies, they're low on manpower, so any pause in the fighting would give them a chance to catch up, restock their weapons.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Futterman.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are talking about working together more in the upcoming legislative session. The two spoke last week for the first time in 2 years. Both sides say it was a good dialogue, but didn't share details with reporters. The Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers had a rocky relationship during Evers' first term, but after Evers won re-election in November, the two sides have talked more about trying to build a better working relationship. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. We're always on air and streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. If you miss a favorite program, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And up free at Warner Stallion's year-end clearance.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to let you know that if you're looking for health insurance and you don't know where to start, MNsure has free experts that will help walk you through your options and find a plan that can save you money. Go to mnsure.org to get free help.
Yes, thank you, Ogama. We're here with State Senator Mary Kuna. She's normally on Friday, but we're giving her a double duty this week. We missed her last week. And just to talk a little bit more, you know, Wendy always reminds me to do this. And why don't we talk about something that you want to talk about for this next segment? And then what we're going to have next in the last part of the show is we're going to have a special rebroadcast of what we do every year. Leshki, which means uncle in Dakota, Jerry Dearley reads the names of the 38 plus 2, and talks a little bit about Minnesota history. So, State Senator, let's talk about what you'd like to talk about here.
Well, gosh, there's so much to talk about. But I think what's really important, because across the country, legislators will be reconvening at their state capitals, unless you are one of those states that meet every 2 years instead of annually. But I just want to talk a little bit about your responsibility as a constituent to help your legislator, whether it's your state senator or state representative or whatever you call your local state government assembly person, whatever it is, your responsibility to help us understand the issues within our communities and across our state. You know, I was a teacher for 25 years, so I'm passionate about education. I grew up in rural Minnesota, so I'm passionate about rural development, about the environment, clean water. As a Native descent of the Lakota Standing Rock folks, I'm especially passionate about our tribes. But everybody has something that they are especially passionate about, or maybe they have a speciality, whether it's insurance or nursing or whatever it is. You know, think about what you feel is important and where we can make improvements in our own state legislatures, and then reach out and get to know who your elected officials are. From your school board to your city council to any elected official in your area, get to know these people and see what makes them tick. And if you find areas that you think you can help make improvements, not just for yourself, but for your communities, please take that responsibility to going and meeting with that person, asking them to meet you for a cup of coffee, make an appointment to see them at their office, their elected official's office. But take that responsibility of being an active participant in the decision-making of our states. It's really so important. And I know I personally really do appreciate that. I learn so much from other folks, and oftentimes, well, almost 100% of the time, when there are issues that a constituent brings to me, I take it seriously and have actually made good changes in our state legislature based on either their experience or their knowledge in an area. And so it's just so important that we are all taking that role of educating each other and advocating for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all in this together, and I think that's one of the things that really separates the parties, and we're really glad that Minnesota's turned into the trifecta. And, you know, we're really prayful about the other places, too, across the United States, where Michigan was a big surprise at turned totally blue, but you know, we're just grateful here in Minnesota. And I just have to back up a second, too, State Senator. And the governor spoke today down in Mankato, and I believe he apologized to our Native people, especially the Lakota Dakota down there. And there was it was very subtle and very interesting. I was pretty moved by his speech.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, acknowledging the mistakes that we have made in the past, sometimes we can't always fix them, or it's not going to change, of course, what happened back 160 years ago. But it allows us to begin to move forward and to recognize, you know, groups or individual pain, and to be contrite and ask for forgiveness. But then also, it's a good starting point for positive change. Instead of ignoring it and saying, well, that happened long ago, we don't need to worry about that, I don't know why you keep bringing that up. It allows us to open up those conversations around education. You know, now we can, you know, we'll start talking about this in our schools. We'll start, you know, creating new curriculum that has the truth of the matter, that has the real history. It acknowledges the pain and the grief that families, you know, there are family members of those Dakota 38 plus two there who still feel the loss and the pain of that. And we know, you know, it can very easily pass generation to generation. So it's an investment in our future for sure.
Well, and what's interesting too, Mary, is that, you know, I talked to the governor a little bit after his speech, and I, you know, what struck me was that I don't think we've had any governor ever really do that. I can't think of anyone. I might be wrong, but go ahead.
I think that I think it was Governor Dayton who acknowledged it and
yes.
And recognized the historic trauma that happened. So it certainly has been a progression. You know, it's only been in the last decade, let's say, that this has happened, and you know that is a positive change. And looking forward, I'm hoping that we can make those changes that need to be done.
Wow. Yeah. How could I forget Governor Dayton? What a great heart he had, and absolutely a great reminder that this happens. And things happen so fast. I mean, I remember Obama was against gay marriage, you know, things like that. So how quickly the world turns in a good way. So, you know, he's for it now for sure. But at the time, it wasn't politically, good for you to be that. So to change in a good way like this, and to hear our present governor, who's got four more years to help and work government to government, and also with the state and the Senate and the House, it's going to be an exciting next 4 years.
It absolutely will be. And as the chair of education finance in the Minnesota Senate,
yeah.
I can hardly wait to make really good investments in our schools and our students, our teachers. It's going to be pretty terrific.
Yeah. Well, I applaud you too, as a former high school teacher. You know, I'm excited, and I know you got your head on straight, and you've had the experience the last 25 some years of education. So it's exciting, and we're talking about funding, we're talking about things that only can help our people, but all people.
Absolutely. And Minnesota has quite a historic surplus to work
yeah.
with. And so, you know, I know it's the governor's priority. I know it's the Minnesota House's priority and the Senate priority to work towards fully funding our educational system that has been starved and borrowed from and squashed for way too long. And so I think we will see some positive change over the next 4 years.
Yeah, and with a amount of money like that, you know, and always ringing true this time of year when it's so, so cold about our homeless. I know the Blue Party will be on top of that, too, and I'm excited to see what's going on with that.
Absolutely.
So, So, State Senator, thanks for coming in on Monday. I know you got a lot of prep to do before the opening of the session, which is coming up. So I really, really appreciate you stopping in and talking about your thoughts about today, the 38-2, and also what's coming up and the great work that you've done. And we're so blessed to have you on the show. Pini Gigi, thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Right on. That was State Senator Mary Kunish, and we'll be right back with Jerry Dearly and a little history on Minnesota and the 38 plus 2. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jayselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Thanks to everyone who supported AM950 for the last 3 years. Good news, the AM950 2023 calendar is ready to go, featuring photos I took around Minnesota and important progressive dates. If you sign up to become a member with a one-time $50 membership or recurring monthly membership of $10, you'll receive a 2023 AM950 calendar as a thank you gift. Go to am950radio.com to become a member and receive a calendar. That's am950radio.com. Thank you so much for supporting AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
We went to all the powwows when we were young. At that time, children could not dance. Only people over 50 years of age could dance. Most people do not know this, that the government forbid children to dance Indian. And that was so they could wipe out the culture of the young people. And then finally, the new generation would never know what
happened. I'm a member of the American Indian Movement. And I'm from the indigenous nations of the Western Hemisphere.
We American Indians, we can be anything we want to be, except American Indians.
You were here long before any of us were here.
Buju, everybody. My name is Peggy Flanagan. Guabagani Gadikagna Jujaba. I'm from the White Earth Nation, and my family's the Wolf Clan.
There's trouble in Custer, South Dakota yesterday.
That the American Indian Movement is a very proud, continuing part of American Indian society. I thank you.
But what I tell you is that we are not backing down. We are here, we'll stand here, because we have been here for 10,000 years. We're the home team, and we're not going anywhere. We wish.
Greetings, friends and relatives in four directions. We are proud and happy to have Elder Jerry Dearling speak on behalf of Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
En fait-tu, washte. Today we begin a part of sharing with you the people of Minnesota, which is Mini is water, Oshota is misty, cloudy, or foggy, which is a state of Minnesota, which is a Dakota or a Sioux word called Minnesota, Minnesota. So today I'm asked to do what it is I'm going to be doing on behalf of the pronunciation of the 38 Dakota, which I was, once again, they brought me some tobacco and a chanupa or a pipe to accompany the run, which is December 25th evening, 2018, leaving at 11:30 or 12, running all night with those runners, and arriving in Mankato around 10 o'clock or a little after or before, somewhere around there, at the Land of Memories Park on the west side of Mankato, which incidentally is Makato, which is Blue Earth. And that's where we had the culminating ceremony, where at that time, very important, some of you may that follow the media, you may have read something about Shunka Ska. Shunka is dog, Ska is white, white dog. 150 years, this Chanupa, this pipe, was taken care of by someone, or somebody bought it, and finally it was returned back to the Prairie Island Dakota community. So they have two young people from the community that is taking care of this pipe that's 150 years old, that belonged to one of the leaders at that time that were probably caught and killed in his own abiding. The one thing they took was his pipe. This was now today's generation, 21st century, given back to the Prairie Island Dakota community. So that was also brought at the culminating final 2018 pipe ceremony, with all the prayers needed and people standing in around a fire to remember the 38 Dakota, which I will share with you at this time the names. I will share the Dakota names. So I will share these Dakota names in a very proud, respectful way for the history of those 38 Dakota. Dakota Indians hung at Mankato. This is Friday, December 26, 1862. Dakota number one, Tipi Gdoniche. Tipi Gdoniche. The second one, number two, Wayata Tua. Wayata Tua. Three, Tajusha. Tajusha. Four, Hihanshu Khoyag Money. Hihanshu Khoyag Money. Five, Maza Bomidu. Maza Bomidu. Six, Wahba or Wapha Duta. Wapha Duta. Seven, Wahena. Wahena. Eight, Sna Money. Sna Money. Nine, Khda Ionke. Khda Ionke. 10, Doa Nie. Doa Nie. 11, Shunka Ska. Shunka Ska. 12, Hepron. Hepron. 13, Trunka Lehanta Money. Trunka Lehanta Money. 14, Ite Duta. Ite Duta. 15, Ambadacha. Ambadacha. 16. Happy Dawn. Happy Dawn. 17. Mahbia. Ke Nanji. Mahbia. Ke Nanji. 18. French Mixed Blood. Henry Milord. Henry Milord. 19. Chaske Don. Chaske Don. 20. French Mixed Blood. Baptiste Campbell. Baptiste Campbell. 21. Trate Gaga. Trate Gaga. 22. He Pinkba. He Pinkba. 23. French Mixed Blood. Hippolyte Og. Hippolyte Og or Auger. 24. Nape Shuha. Nape Shuha. 25. Wakhan Tranka. Wakhan Tranka. 26. Tronka Khoya Inanji. Tronka Khoya Inanji. 27. Makha Te Nanji. Makha Te Nanji. 28. Praji Kuta Mani. Praji Kuta Mani. 29. Trate Gododan. Trate Gododan. 30. Washijuna. Washijuna. 31. Aichaga. Aichaga. 32. Hotra Igu. Hotra Igu. 33. Chetan Hunka. Chetan Hunka. 34. Khdahi Bada. Khdahi Bada. 35. Changagdo. Changagdo. 36. Oyate Truan. Oyate Truan. 37. Mehiwe Mie. Mehiwe Mie. 38. Wakiana. Wakiana. Oyalana. Wikjemana. Yamani. Sam Shagdoha. Otakuye Kiheha. December 26, 1862. Heha. Wichakte Bedo. These 38 Dakota were killed at that fateful day on December 26, 1862.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey! Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.